Well, apparently today is National Sea Monkey Day.
National Sea Monkey
Day.
Okay.
Sea monkey. Do you know what sea monkeys are? Like, did you ever have any?
No.
Any as a kid? No.
No idea what a sea monkey is.
I don't think I ever did either.
I know what a seahorse is, a sea monkey. No.
All right. So.
So I'm here to learn.
Sea monkeys.
Teach me.
Were developed in 1957 by a guy named Harold von Braunhut.
Sorry?
And he was quite
what
the...
What is he? Who's...
What's his name? Harold von Braunhut.
He sounds like he'd be like an evil guy
yeah,
in a movie
right?
with
it
a
does,
mustache.
Yes,
and he would go
mustache.
Like this.
Yes.
Yes.
But he was quite the inventor. He also invented X-ray specs.
Oh, X-ray.
Yeah.
What are X-ray specs?
Yeah, like those glasses that you supposedly could see. Like they advertise them in like comic books and stuff.
So he invented things that weren't real.
Well, this is real.
But the X-ray specs were not.
But the X-ray specs, right.
Okay. You had me. I thought he was like a scientist for a second,
no,
and then no.
No. But he was fascinated with a species of brine shrimp that he saw being sold as pet food in a pet store.
Yeah.
These shrimp live in salt lakes or salt flats, and when the water evaporates, the shrimp go into a state of suspended animation.
Oh.
And while in this state, the animals are in a protective casing until water is added. And then they become shrimp again.
Amazing. Amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So he collaborated with a marine biologist to develop the proper mix of nutrients and chemicals in dry form that could be added to plain tap water to create an accommodating habitat for the shrimp to thrive.
Oh.
And he was granted a patent for the process on the 4th of July in 1972.
There it is.
How they come to life, however, is still a highly guarded and patented secret. The original formula is kept under lock and key and is still made here in the USA today.
Is that right?
American-made sea monkeys.
We still make something.
Yes.
That's good to know.
So they were initially called Instant Life, and they were sold for 50 cents.
Oh, perfect.
But he changed the name to Sea Monkeys in 1962. The new name was based on their saltwater habitat, together with the supposed resemblance of the animals' tails to those of monkeys. Yeah.
Okay. So, I Googled it so I could...
So you can see what I'm talking about?
See, yeah.
So sea monkeys were intensely marketed in comic books throughout the 1960s and early 70s using illustrations by comic book illustrator Joe Orlando. These showed humanoid animals that bear absolutely no resemblance to the crustaceans, but many purchasers were disappointed by the dissimilarity and by the short lifespan of the... animals.
Read the fine print.
But von Braunhut is quoted as saying he bought 3.2 million pages of comic book advertising a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of comic books. Yeah.
So the animals sold as sea monkeys are claimed to be an artificial breed formed by crossbreeding different species of brine shrimp.
Oh.
Sea monkeys breathe through their feet and are born with just one eye, but they grow two more upon reaching maturity. So three eyes and they breathe through their feet. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So brine shrimp usually have a lifespan of 2 to 3 months, but under ideal home conditions, the sea monkeys can live longer.
Oh, okay.
The sea monkeys can live for a year, and some have been written to live for up to 5 years.
I don't believe that.
It's a good pet. It's longer than a goldfish.
What?
That's longer than most goldfish.
5 years?
5 years, right?
That's with proper love and care, and that's just
right.
in the ideal conditions.
Yeah.
The three eyes, the breathing and the feet thing.
Yeah. So sea monkeys sets that included tanks became available in stores in the late 1960s. Soon there was a slew of other sea monkey accessories, including Sea Monkey Speedway and Sea Monkey Fox Hunt, which debuted in the 1970s.
What?
They even had their own Saturday morning series on CBS in the 90s called The Amazing Live Sea Monkeys, and that's apparently starred Howie Mandel, which is very weird.
He's come a long
way. It didn't last very long. Like, I don't think it was even a year that it was on.
Well, so sea monkeys
shocking,
last longer
right?
than that, Sarah.
Yes.
Sea monkeys last longer than the show.
They've also appeared in countless TV shows and movies from South Park to The Simpsons to The Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, okay.
Man. So astronaut John Glenn took sea monkeys into space on October 29th, 1998, aboard Space Shuttle Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
After 9 days in space, they were returned to Earth and hatched 8 weeks later, apparently unaffected by their space travels.
Whoa.
So there you go.
There you go.
Space, sea monkeys in space.
I sense a spinoff cartoon series.
That does sound like a spinoff, yeah.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with Sea Monkeys, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play The Monkey Time by Major Lance.
By who?
Major Lance.
Major Lance.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The Monkey Time, Major Lance. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that here on Legends 102.7?
Because today is National Sea Monkey Day, yes. And we were talking about sea monkeys,
which
you had no idea until we talked about it, what they were.
Not a clue. Huh?
Yep.
Thank you for catching us all up to speed. I'm sure I'm the only one who didn't know what we were talking about for the first half of it until I Googled it. Let's go ahead and recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, sea monkeys were originally called Instant Life.
They were advertised on over 3 million pages of comic books a year.
And they went to space with John Glenn in 1998.
And they came back, they were hatched, and they were all good.
And they were all good.
Space monkeys.
Yeah.
Space monkeys, sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys in space.
In space, right.
Yeah.
I'm getting all my stuff confused. Sarah, folks want to learn more about sea monkeys. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com.
Sure.
On the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And I did pull up a website here. It's the website is sea-monkeys.com.
Yeah, that's the official website.
You
right?
can buy them right there.
Yeah.
So
how much? Your
birthday's coming. I don't know. Let's see. If I click buy here, will I download all kinds of viruses on the computer? Very possible. Mail order form. Oh, there's a lot to do here. Ordering. Let's see real quick. I'll give you 5 seconds. I'll get a Sea Monkey calendar for $30.
Calendar.
I can get a Sea Monkey puzzle for $20.
Wow.
All the accessories are here. Okay. Well, we'll look into this part. All
interesting.
Right. Yes. Okay. Growth food, $6. Look, they got a whole business going on.
They got
a
whole bunch of supplies. Yeah.
All right. Hey, have a great rest of your day. Back tomorrow, fresh episode 410.
Yes, absolutely.
We're looking forward to that more than we can express. Traffic on the way with Mike Fredericks and weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols. It's all right here on Legends 102.7.